Heavenly Father, come by your Spirit. Bring to life old, tired and familiar words and speak to our core that we would know your presence even here with us and be drawn ever closer to your side, because we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. I wonder if anyone watches Neighbours. For the last 30 years, I have been glued to it. I would have it on series record, so even if I've not got the time to see it on the day, on a quieter moment, I can catch up and often would watch 2 or 3 days' episodes back to back. Paul Robinson has recently been diagnosed with leukemia. Well, or so a doctor led him to believe. In the fullness of time, I suspect we'll realize that that's not true. But in the meantime, it appears that all medicine has failed. Suddenly, Paul is faced with drawing everything together, with taking stock of everything that is in his life, and putting everything right while still he can. And there's nothing else that gives us that perspective, is there? There's no greater incentive than believing that your time is very near. Often, you might struggle on a Sunday to see where the pieces fit together. Often you might wonder, who on earth put that reading with that one? But not today. Today I would imagine you would have to have your fingers in your ears and your eyes tight closed to miss what puts them together. In the words of the hymns, every chosen hymn, it's there. The theme, of course, is Jesus the Good Shepherd. And it's interesting, too, thinking of Paul Robinson, because I would meet many, many people over the years who are preparing for that sad time, for either the end of their life or the end of the life of a loved one. And when it comes to the service, almost every single person, and I know Houston would confirm this, would say this, "Please, Rector, can we have the Lord's my shepherd? Can we read it or can we sing it?" But you know, I've got a problem with that. My fear is that it is one of those familiar readings that we have got so used to that we don't listen anymore. We don't see what is going on. We don't understand the dynamic of the story. So the question today is simply, is he? The Lord is my shepherd, we sing, or today we read. But is he? And if he is, then what does it say about us? And what does it mean to be a sheep belonging to the good shepherds? I don't know if you have one of them at home on a bookshelf, but I do in the study. I've got one of those Bibles, the children's Bible. I guess it was coming down through my family as well. It's one of those that is full of, are they Victorian or Elizabethan artwork woven between the stories of the gospel. They are all these ancient paintings. You can probably remember the one for the good shepherds. The Lord is pictured there bringing home the lost sheep, holding the sheep by its legs around his shoulders. We're given a kind of cuddly, reassuring sensation that all is well. That is to totally lose the point of the story. There is a danger we see again those words, "The Lord is my shepherd." And we imagine that we can simply rest in his fold. But those of you who know about sheep, and I know there are many of you who know a whole lot more than me, will know that sheep do not just sit down within the fold. Sheep need exercise, they need food, they need to keep moving. So the first thing we need to remember is that following the Good Shepherd is not something we do once and then forget forever. It is something we are required to go on doing. The Lord is my shepherd. Is he? If we believe, we don't need to do anything else but simply sit back. Probably not. Is he your good shepherd? And if he is, what does it mean to you? What are the implications? Here is the first one. It says this in verse 11 of John chapter 10. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. If you are one of his sheep, you have something to do with his death. His death is not for others, it's actually for you. He gave his life for you. The image of the Good Shepherd is not of one who joyfully carries the sheep home and all is done, but actually who goes out and risks everything and gives everything that there is a joyful homecoming. And even when there is a joyful homecoming, that is only the beginning. Because once again, with every following day, the sheep will go out to graze. Is he your good shepherd? If he is, then he died for you. And that has implications for your life. Is he your good shepherd? It says in verse 16, they will listen to my voice. The shepherd makes his sheep feel safe in his presence by his ongoing words. Is he your good shepherd? If you don't take his word seriously, if you don't strive to listen to it and to learn more from it, my guess is not. The good shepherd gave up his life for you. His blood is on your hands. He speaks to you and calls you home, and will always speak to you and always call you home. He laid down his life. His sheep listen. And last but not least, in John 10 and verse 10, Jesus said this: I came that you may have life and have it to the full. The image there is of sheep not who are penned in, not who are restrained or constrained, but actually who run and play and skip and feed and drink and can never get enough of life with the shepherds. Today, is that you? Do you know? Can you put your hand on your heart and say, I know that the good shepherd gave his life for me. I want to listen to his voice. I want to know his life. Extraordinary words as we drew to a close with the last hymn. If our love were but more simple, we would take him at his words, and our lives would fill with gladness in the presence of the Lord. Please today, let us be more than people who are just familiar with this. Let us be people who just hear the story and believe we've heard it all before. But more than that, let us be people whose hearts are yearning for more of the Good Shepherd. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, what a story. What a story that your Son would come even for us. That he would come and hold nothing back. Just for us. What a story that he would speak and continue to speak to us. What an amazing truth that his life, his fullness, is still available today. Help us to grasp it with both hands and to know that we are safe in the loving arms of the Good Shepherd.